It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, on today's show, we are speaking with the recently appointed city administrator for Sonora, Chris Gorski, as well as the mayor of Sonora, Ann Segerstrom. It's designed to be a chance to get up to speed on how city government finances are faring and the latest on projects and initiatives in the city of Sonora. Thank you both for coming on today.
Thank you for having us, and thank you for the focus on Sonora.
Yeah, thank you very much. We're glad to be here.
Very good. So, Chris Gorski, I'll start with you. As mentioned, you're the recently appointed city administrator. So, for anyone who's unfamiliar with you, what can you tell us about your background and how you got involved with the city?
Well, I started at the city about 8 years ago as the finance director, or what they call the administrative services director. Prior to that, I was the administrator for the Miwok Health Center. And prior to that, I was an accountant at the County of Tuolumne. It's early days, really, for me being administrator. I'm still acting as finance director, so I do spend a lot of time still working on that. We hope to fill that position probably when the new year starts.
And Mayor Segerstrom, how many years have you now been on the council?
I am in my sixth year, which I, calculated the other day to my amazement. I've been mayor for 2 years, and I will be mayor until December 2026. And then we will have our election in November and a new council and a new mayor with a new year.
Always a few extra things when you're on the mayor's plate. Have you been enjoying the experience?
Yeah, it's been a huge education, and I know I spend a lot of time running around talking to people about running for city council because until I became a council member, I didn't really have that sense of community involvement, and I've met a lot of people. I've done a lot of things that I normally probably wouldn't have gotten engaged with, and it's been really challenging, but I have to say I have enjoyed it, and like all mayors before me, it's been a huge honor to represent the city of Sonora.
And Chris Gorski, I'll go over to you with kind of the first question here, and it's regards to, the budget. There was a recent mid-year budget report at the city council meeting. The new budget year will be taking effect July 1st. What are kind of the trends and observations you've been noticing with the city's finances?
Well, the first half of the year have been very strong. We do have a sales tax consultant that sort of warns us when they see slow growth or no growth. And we had warnings basically going into the budget, and then the first half of the year exceeded expectations. Some of our concerns is, weakness for the second half of the year. We've certainly seen some transitions in downtown businesses, and the city is very reliant on some very large retailers, and, that reliance can be concerning.
What are the different sources of revenue that the city receives?
Well, the city receives most of its revenue in sales tax, but we also receive property tax. We do have a cannabis fee for the dispensaries that we have in town, and also transient occupancy tax from the hotels.
And we get gas tax as well,
and
don't we?
We do get some gas tax.
Mayor Segerstrom, what were your thoughts on the budget report?
Well, certainly we were only expecting good results, I think, but even some of the revenue projections being better than projected, and also the fact that expenses were slightly under. So we came out on top for the first half of the year, and we're expecting that we're going to be able to follow through with our capital improvement projects and things that hopefully before July 1 is our fiscal. We'll have a new parking lot at Lyons Street, maybe perhaps one here on Church. And then we're looking ahead at trying to fix up Snell Street, which is, there's a sign there that says rough road, and that's an understatement, yes.
And Chris Gorski, breaking down some of the projections a little bit more, I mean, can you say like a little bit like TOT and sales tax, what kind of trends and where those two particular ones have been going?
Yeah, so sales tax, again, was stronger than expected. We are concerned about the second half of the year. I think the whole state really has slowed down, and so, of course, there's concerns. TOT has been weaker than pre-COVID and never really recovered, and we do have one of our main hotels now has a new operator, so we're hoping that they, move that business forward, and hopefully a lot of success, and that helps the city as well.
And kind of a big elephant in the room, Measure Y, that's been a big help, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Without Measure Y, the city would be facing financial crisis. There would truly be a decision about what services we could provide or not. So Measure Y has been a life, blood for the city and has allowed us to not only employ people and have competitive wages, but also to potentially have some projects that are we looking forward to.
Mayor Segerstrom, anything to add on Measure Y?
Well, it certainly, has infused lifeblood into the city and made us a lot more optimistic about the future. But we also are very cautious in terms of spending and what we can do within the framework of the revenue that we can expect. But I think as far as the city is concerned, we're looking at the other ways to sort of build population, build interest in the area. We're part of the Central Sierra Economic Development District. We work on, TCTC. We're always looking for ways to make Sonora a more attractive place to come, a job development for our youth to stay here. I mean, it's the whole area is suffering right now without, kind of stagnating. And the city is really interested in ways to punch through that and make Sonora a magnet for places for people to come to.
What are some of the things that the city's doing and kind of working on and looking into to help grow the local economy?
Well, I mean, we're a small portion of the project, but the Central Sierra Economic Development District is looking a lot of in healthcare. They're looking at biomass, all sorts of construction things that will allow people to stay and actually build a career. That right now it's all about small business. We just we're losing our big box stores because we're losing population. So we need to really focus on keeping our young people here, keeping our college, making our college a magnet as well, so that there's the fire program there, the forestry program there are doing really well. And the other thing that always is very interesting to me is that the county is only 27% private land. And so, we have limited resources, and we've got to really be creative with those.
So, we are working on an economic development plan that we hope to bring to council before the next budget in June. And in there, there are some tools to sort of get us noticed, get Sonora noticed by developers, make Sonora a place where people would want to invest. And I think of things like better infrastructure, just having some support for the downtown businesses as well. So, we are trying to work on those type of things as well.
Putting that plan together, is that something the city's been reaching out to local businesses and local residents to gain input and put together that plan?
Yeah, we certainly have. And there's been surveys and outreach, and we're working at basically finalizing the plan right now, and so hopefully we'll bring something to council.
We'll take a quick break here. We're talking about the city of Sonora on this weekend's Motherlode Views, joined in studio by the mayor of Sonora, Ann Segerstrom, also the new city administrator, Chris Gorski. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll have our second segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're focusing on the city of Sonora on this weekend show, projects and initiatives. We've also been talking about financial trends in the city when it comes to county government. Joined in studio today, the recently appointed new city administrator, Chris Gorski, as well as the mayor of Sonora, Ann Segerstrom. City Administrator Gorski, I'll go back to you. I know there's been projects either in the works or recently completed. What has kind of been some of the highlights for the city of Sonora?
Well, on the project side, we're continuing to make progress. At the last council meeting, there was the Washington Street and Monoway striping project. Basically, we're going to restripe that entire area all the way to the city line. We're also working on parking lot improvement projects. We've sort of combined the two parking lots that we have and want to redo those parking lots. There's one at Church and Stewart, and there's also one at Lyons and Stewart. We've also just recently opened a pickleball court, which has been very well received by the community. And then in Woods Creek, we're also working on a playground resurfacing project that was made possible from a grant from the Sonora Area Foundation. And without that, we would not be able to do that. We also have been trying to get our restrooms open. There's been some improvements at the Stewart Street restroom, what they call the Farmers Market restroom, and then Woods Creek restrooms as well.
Mayor Segerstrom, anything to add on those projects? Or any additional as well?
Well, I think that everyone is interested in the farmers market improvements. The city council has given a green light to adding 3 extra weeks to our farmers market extension. We will be closing Stewart Street again, as we did last year, because the response to our expanded expanded farmers market has been really tremendous, and we've been able to use the EBT method of payment, and that's expanded our audience, and we have been able to hire an extra worker, which is really helpful for setting up and breaking down, as well as an information booth, which has been well received. And we're looking forward to a great season with the farmers market, and there has been some discussion about a Christmas market, so we'll see what pops up in December.
It's been interesting to watch the farmers market over the years. The demand and the people going there, it just kind of increases year after year, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, and you know, having bread vendors and the Pence people around the street, lots of bakeries now, and also it's great to have our local organic farms and have an outlet for them. And I think it's been a huge market for them, and people come from other counties to actually attend the Sonora Farmers Market. It's at a good time on a Saturday morning, a little more convenient than, say, an evening market at some of the other cities. So, yeah, it's a little nice flag to people stopping by and seeing that there's a lot of activity on a Saturday morning.
You know, at a recent council meeting, too, there was a producer of alcohol approached the city about having being able to pour samples. Is that something that's moving forward?
Well, I think I believe that booth was in the farmer's market last year. Now, whether he's applied again to participate, I don't know.
But it's allowed anyway, moving forward and now present.
Yeah, and no one, there were no, people passed out on the sidewalk. So I
that's
think
always good.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that it probably, is something that if there is interest, it will probably continue.
Anything going on right now when it comes to fire prevention and making the community more fire safe?
Well, I think FireWise Communities is definitely a strong contender for my next focus in the community, because Sonora's in a high severity fire zone. I mean, the entire county is high severity, and I feel like people are not conscious enough about how easy we do have that fire break from the Washington fire, but we're very vulnerable. And I walk around the neighborhoods and I see trees overhanging roofs, and I and we're hilly, fire goes up hills, and there's plenty of information out there about FireWise Communities, and our fire chief is also available to help neighborhoods that want to get involved in it. And it's another way to make our city safe and welcoming, is to know that we are conscious about the dangers around us, and we're taking steps to improve ourselves.
Yeah, and from the city's point of view, the city's been aggressively doing vegetation management. You've seen probably on Lyon Street where we've removed quite a bit of vegetation there. It's all about, being fire safe, and the city has to be responsible as well.
How about Dragoon Gulch Trail, Chris? Has there been many changes at that location recently?
Well, they did do fire breaks through there, and if we've seen, there's been these huge piles of slash, and so we've been burning those as of recent. And that's, again, to make the Dragoon fire safe and try to make sure there's a break up there that would help if there ever is another Washington fire.
Isn't there an expansion of trail length, too? I think they did a couple of more trail loops as well.
They did, yeah.
Yeah, popular destination for sure in the city. Chris, another question. How about the Cuesta Heights subdivision map? That was recently before the city council. Can you give a little overview about what was the vote on that particular situation?
Yeah, so the Cuesta Heights subdivision is 46 houses, I believe, 49 houses?
I believe 46,
yeah. 46. Yes. The map was going to expire, and the council agreed to extend that map. And at this point, it's really up to the developer to move that forward. We're certainly hoping that we have new construction in town because, you know, Sonora is very much landlocked, and there is not a lot of places to grow. And another, 46 residences would certainly be nice in the city.
Mayor Segerstrom, do you hear about housing as a concern from constituents quite a bit or not so much?
No, I do. And also, of course, the cost of housing. And that was rather a concern about Cuesta Heights. Just even in the first time it was presented to the council, maybe I was in my first or second year, he projected that the housing costs would be $400,000 to $600,000 new home, for the new homes. This time, with the renewal of the map, he was looking at $650,000 to $1 million, and I can only hope that the annual income of Sonora rises to the occasion. But it's $1 million homes were it seemed to me sort of beyond the pale. But I'm not the developer, and we have big hopes for that. But we also have big hopes for annexation, and I'm the annexation mayor. So we have other news that might be coming up about that.
Without giving out too many details, are you able to elaborate any more on what's kind of being discussed and looked at?
Well, we're looking at property for a police station. Our police station is sorely overcrowded and rather inconveniently located, and so our police force needs the additional space, and we want our police force to remain strong. It's another way to a calling card for people to want to come to live here and work here, to have a police station that is contemporary, has all the mod cons that police stations need. So that is one area that we're looking at, and that would potentially be out 108. And that is one area of interest for us.
Looking at big projects like that, when you need like a new police station, wherever it may be, maybe a question for Chris Gorski. How do you fund those? Is that something that's funded in-house, or is that you have to go out for a bond measure? How does that work?
Well, we've been lobbying the state to get some funding for that. We've had legislatures in town that have agreed that the current police station needs to be upgraded. And have supported the idea that the state would potentially fund construction. They expect the city to be ready, though. You know, we need to own a piece of land. We need to have a design. We need to be ready for construction when those type of offers come. It's been a little bit early for us, and so hopefully in the coming years, we're able to then again lobby for grant funding.
Need to take one more break. We're talking about City of Sonora issues on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio by the City Administrator, Chris Gorski, as well as the Mayor, Ann Segerstrom. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small.
We'll have our final segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're focusing on the City of Sonora on this weekend show, joined in studio today by the Mayor of Sonora, Ann Segerstrom, and the recently appointed new City Administrator for Sonora, Chris Gorski. Mayor Segerstrom, I understand on May 1st there's going to be kind of some special recognition in the city that I didn't know about, so fill us in.
Yeah. On May 1st, Sonora will celebrate its 175th fifth anniversary of incorporation. Sonora was the 11th city in the state to be incorporated in this new state of California. And so we are, we're really looking forward to this banner year for us. And they'll, talking about banners, our community development department will have a banner celebrating our 175th across the main street, and also special banners from each of our lampposts that will be celebrating historic buildings in the city. And so, yeah, we're we also are talking to hoping to get recognition letters from the governor, our state senator, and our U.S. congressman. So I'm busy bothering their offices trying to see that they know that this is a red letter day for Sonora.
Yeah, a sense of local pride in the community.
Absolutely,
on that day.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, Sonora was a happening place in 1851. I mean, one of the it was the, still the gold rush. All of the people coming up from the urban areas through the Delta, taking wagons across to look for gold. And I remember going on a trip through Mariposa County with Carlo De Ferrari, and you know, he would say that on a hillside there would be nothing. You know, people were like staking out 10-foot squares and, you know, and sitting on them, you know, so, you know, the place was, and Columbia. I mean, we were one of the big population bases of the state at that point in time.
You know, if we could go back and just see it for a day, wouldn't that be fun?
I mean,
a lot of good books on it, though,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it was visualizing, yes, just a hillside filled with guys, you know, picking in the dirt was like, whoa. yeah, I mean, the lure of gold was, well, it's still there. I mean,
you know, getting into some other topics as well. Chris Gorski, how about roads? Is there much going on when it comes to roads projects in the city?
Well, the city has significant issues with infrastructure and how to afford to repair and maintain what roads we have. We did do a road survey maybe about 18 months ago, and back then it said that basically we have 24 miles of road with less than 5 years of life. And so, yeah, we start doing the math on that. We receive around $290,000 a year in gas tax, which is the primary source of funds for road maintenance, and costs about $1 million a mile to maintain them. So you start doing the math on that, and we certainly need additional funding and other sources of funds to maintain the roads that we currently have.
You know, the gas tax money for the road maintenance, does that cover the sidewalks that you mentioned earlier? Is that kind of different pots of money?
That is a different pot of money. The gas tax is primarily the maintenance of our road system. And again, it's insufficient to maintain what we have.
Any kind of beautification efforts being looked at for the city?
Yeah, we're always looking at ways of improving, you know, what they call greenery. We always keep in mind that we want to be fire safe. But our new parking lots that we're working on will have some new plantings, and hopefully, you know, we want again, we want to have some trees and greenery. And I know there was some criticism about the parking garage with pistache trees that were removed, and we certainly are looking at what we could plant there that would be appropriate, and you know, how to water them and how to maintain them. And you know, that's a focus at the community development and the city.
Those parking projects that you mentioned earlier, is it increasing any spaces at all, or is it just kind of improving the lots?
One of the lots we're improving. It hasn't been improved in something like 30 years. And the other one is a new parking lot that we purchased, I think, about 3 or 4 years ago now, that we will be opening to the public. So those will be new spaces.
Mayor Segerstrom, so roads and parking lots, are those two of the things that you hear quite a bit about as mayor?
We do, and I don't. Chris didn't mention we have 30 miles of road that we get constant comments about. But the good news about the second parking lot is that there will be additional parking near the Opera Hall. It's there will be two contiguous parking spaces, parking lots on Church between Washington and Stewart. So those are always in high demand when there's an event at the Opera Hall. But you know, it's many council members come with the roads being their primary objective, and we would love to see, you know, improved roads. We just have to figure out a way to pay for them.
Yeah, and of the 30 miles, 24 miles has a less than 5 years.
Yeah, so. I think, yeah, 4 miles are like have 16 years or something.
Yeah, it's the deferred maintenance is a theme, I think, through most local governments.
Yeah.
Again, kind of a high-level look at various things happening in the city. Chris, how about community development? Anything happening or changes of note in that department?
Well, the city, you know, City Hall is generally understaffed, so they've been manning the fort with you know, fewer personnel than we've ever had. They used to have 4 employees upstairs, and they're now doing it with 2. The building inspector has launched a system to do all the plan reviews online and permitting online. So right now that has gone to an online system, which is, you know, it's remarkable how much easier that is rather than everyone having to walk in and stand at the counter. So that's helped. And Tyler Somerset, the community development director, has been holding down the fort. And, you know, he's juggling multiple projects at the same time. It's quite amazing the number of projects that the short-staffed City Hall can do.
City also has a fire department that we haven't touched on much yet. How about the fire department? I know you have a new fire chief.
We do have a new fire chief, Gregory Britton, or Britton Gregory, sorry. He came from an internal candidate, so we're very pleased that we were able to find someone in the fire department that was able to move up to fire chief. It's nice to have fresh thoughts on everything. He's looking for ways to improve operations. He's looking at ways of budgeting more efficiently. And so, yeah, we're very happy with his performance so far.
Yeah, and I think, don't we have both? We have, we're fully staffed. I think we have three on board.
Yeah, we are fully staffed in fire right now.
Yeah, for all of our shifts. So we're very excited about that.
It's going to be a positive for the city, knowing that people want to work for the city.
I think, you know, the city is a good place to work right now. And, you know, the benefits are good. The salary levels are competitive. And, you know, I was thinking about as you go through your life and your careers and you come across, you know, your work families. And the city family has been a very, I think, inclusive and nurturing place. I've really enjoyed working with all the staff there. And I would, you know, if anyone's out there looking for a job, we've got job openings, and it's a great place to work.
Well, Chris Gorski, we've got a couple minutes left on Motherlode Views. Anything I didn't ask you about or any closing comments you'd like to make today?
No, just appreciate the time to talk about the city. A lot of times we're sort of the cousin that doesn't get talked about, and, you know, we appreciate the time.
And Mayor Segerstrom, any final comments you'd like to make?
Yeah, well, I'm always out pitching for running for city council. I mean, running for office is not a good time, but I think you learn a lot, you get invested in the community, and you understand how your government works. And so I'm hopeful that anyone out there that has an interest will, you know, be thinking about running in November.
And it's usually around midsummer after the 2-year term of the mayor kind of expires. But as mentioned, it's going to be a little bit longer this time. How come is that?
We moved our elections from the primary to the national election. It was costing us, I think, $60,000 to have a special election in March versus going to the national election in November. So, you know, be sure to go all the way through your ballot because there will be council members running for office at the very end of the ballot. So in November. And I will be mayor until December 2026.
Well, Mayor Segerstrom and City Administrator Gorski, I thank both of you for coming in today and filling us in on the latest happenings in the city.
Thank you so much for having us. It was really enjoyable.
Again, I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We thank our guests for getting us up to speed on everything happening in the city of Sonora, the new city administrator, Chris Gorski, as well as the mayor, Ann Segerstrom. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.